the Dublin-Sligo line would have benefited many years before a number of these routes. I mean, we've had 8 services each way a day on Sligo for a number of routes, even with the extra service on the Dublin-Waterford line. I think we're only getting to that at this point on that particular route. Dublin-Sligo passenger numbers would be, you know, quite a bit behind somewhere like Dublin-Galway, and the type of pressure capacity that we have isn't there. However, we do need extra capacity on the Dublin-Sligo line, and we can deliver that through the existing services by lengthening those trains. So we will be lengthening the trains on quite a number of services on the Dublin-Sligo route during this year. We would see that 4 services out of the 8 in each direction will be bigger trains later in the year to enable us to cater for the growth that we're seeing there.
And is there any particular months that's eyed for that time yet, or it's just later on?
We are introducing those additional carriages at the moment. There's 41 in total that we're introducing. And while we introduce them, without getting too technical, we take train sets out of service to add in carriages to those particular sets. So it would be, but this new timetable is being introduced in late August, and we would anticipate that all the changes, including the extra capacity on our various routes, will be delivered at the same time. So there certainly will be a lot more capacity on quite a number of services on the Dublin-Sligo route as part of that change.
And then just potentially looking forward, if these continue to be at max capacity, these trains, then down the line it could be possible that perhaps more routes could be taken in a higher frequency in terms of Sligo to Dublin.
Well, we definitely want to increase the frequency right across our network, look for the type of opportunities that are there. One of the things that we've done on some routes is to go for later evening services, and that's something that we would be keen to do and to continue to develop. So certainly as the network expands, as demand expands, we will be expanding the service, and I look forward to delivering further improvements in the years ahead.